What's going on, everybody? Big Yeti here from Ride With Purpose, and welcome to episode 12 of Throttle Talk. Now, normally, in this part of the episode, we would thank our amazing sponsor, but we no longer have one. So let's get into it. It means nothing, really. So this is not any hate onto our amazing sponsor from before, because they are excellent people and they do an excellent job at what they do. And I still will highly recommend you guys using them and doing the thing, you know. This is not a bad breakup. This was not a fuck you to anybody. This was just, this ain't quite working out the way I, Big Yeti, wanted it to work out. So we decided to part ways. So when we got into this agreement, it was, you know, up until July-ish. And so at the end of June, they reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to renew? Do you want to keep this going? And, you know, it just wasn't quite the right fit. And not that means they weren't quite the right fit. A sponsorship of that sort really doesn't fit what I'm trying to do. So for those of you not in Michigan, Michigan's kind of weird when it comes to our motorcycle attorneys and what we have. And it's weird for a good reason, because we need these people. We need these good motorcycle attorneys to look after us, because the Michigan laws absolutely suck, you know? So they're so damn confusing. And the way it's all set up with the insurance thing now, it's a nightmare. So you need good people who understand that, who's going to go and fight for you. And, you know, it's great. But a lot of the things that are done in Michigan, the events, the rides and such, are sponsored by motorcycle attorneys. And it puts me in a little bit of a predicament, because there may be an event that's a veteran focused event that I might not be invited to, because there's another attorney hosting that and they don't want to have that kind of thing going on back and forth. Now, I will say my people who I had never told me no. They never brought up anything that I was doing, because I do speak with some good friends of mine who work for an opposing attorney who do this stuff. And I will say this, they never said a word about it. But what has happened is we want you to be a part of this, but you're with that and we can't do that. And, it just kind of, I didn't like the business end of things, I'll say. So I want to be a freelancer. I want to be able to go and help out our friends from the motorcycle lawyer and do an event with them, and then head on over to another one and do an event with them, and not being like I'm handcuffed to anybody, right? Because I don't like that anyways in my personal life, of being, you know, put in a corner for anything, you know, when it comes to friends and all that kind of stuff. I got friends who absolutely hate another friend, but I don't get in the middle of it, because I'm going to be friends with Bob. I'm going to be friends with Bob Jr. no matter what. I don't give a shit what's going on between the two of them. You know, as long as you, no harm to me, no harm to me, is how I look at it. But, yeah, so that's why, like I said, it was not a bad breakup. It was not a go fuck yourself situation in any way, shape, or form. I just came to realize, and I kind of realized this even before I agreed to do this. This was kind of a, well, let's just see how it goes thing. And they knew that too early on. It was a see how it goes thing for them as well. They don't really sponsor people like what I do, as far as I know. And, so for me being a veteran-focused group that wants to get out there and help our veterans, I have to be able to go anywhere and do anything and be a part of that. So I'm more than open to being sponsored, if you will, for certain rides or events or certain things that we're doing. Like, they're still helping us out with our dinner rides, sending us swag, and I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to put them out there, get their information out there to them and to the people that are coming on our dinner rides. That's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But as for being a full-on sponsorship, you're our guy, rah-rah for us. And, you know, I don't want to do that with anybody. So there's that. So there's a lot, right? But now let's get into what's been going on, man. We did the Farming Bikers 3rd annual mystery ride, which was absolutely amazing. We did a video about it. So if you're not on our YouTube channel, head on over to our YouTube channel, Ride With Purpose. You can find us by searching at Ride period W period Purpose, and head on over there. And we got a few videos up. I'm not very consistent at the videos, as well as I'm not very consistent here doing the podcast, but you know, that is what it is. So yeah, we did the Farming Bikers mystery ride. It was super cool, man. We went to Cook's Farm Dairy, which is a really, really cool little farm. They have all sorts of, you know, dairy cows on there, and everything's made right there. Everything comes from their cows. Everything produced there, their cheeses, the ice cream, the milk, all that jazz. So it was a really cool spot. Plus then you can go, you know, out back and get to pet the dairy cows and, you know, do all the cool stuff with that. And yeah, very neat, a great turnout. Got to meet some cool people, man. Got to meet Wind Road Therapy, who I've been following for a little bit, and kind of had some banter back and forth online. She's amazing, man. She is. She travels all over the United States and doing some cool stuff. She got to spend some time here in Michigan, so head on over to her Facebook page. Give her a follow. She has a YouTube as well, but I don't believe she's very active on YouTube that much. I think her Facebook page is more of her main social, and Instagram. But yeah, head on over there. Wind Road Therapy. Really, really cool. And just, it was a really great honor, really, to meet her, you know, and a pleasure. So also got to meet the Badgers. Sonny and Mama Badger were there. They are good friends with Farming Biker, with Bryce and Stacy. And they swung in. They're spending a few weeks here in Michigan as well, which is pretty cool. So they had a moto meetup last Saturday. I wasn't able to go, unfortunately. But yeah, so really neat. Got to meet with them. Had a few good conversations. We had some good maybe possibility things that we're going to be doing with them, for them, whatever, when it comes to the support bikers part of what they do. Not so much being the guy to go to, but handing out information and, you know, passing the word along. You know, really what we kind of do best, right? So, yeah, that was really cool to meet them. Also got to see some good people over there, man. Met a lot of our followers and people that follow along with us on Facebook or on TikTok or on the YouTube and listen to the podcast, which was really cool. Again, one of the most interactive times I've had this summer with meeting, you know, fans of the show or whatever you want to call them, supporters of what we do, we'll say. And it's really cool, man. It seems like every time we go out somewhere, we meet more and more and more. Unfortunately, I only had a few stickers. So I put some stickers up in the front pocket of my Ride With Purpose mechanic shirt. And I didn't button the pocket down. And we got, Brother Mook and I got rolling down the highway pretty good. And all of a sudden, it's like a deck of cards. They all came flying out of my pocket. So there's about 50 tickets or 50 stickers there on I-75. So I don't recommend going to look for those. But yeah, it was a really cool time. I met a lot of great people. Got to see my buddy Gary, who I met in person for the first time last year on the Farming Biker ride. And Gary and I have become pretty good buddies, man. He actually helped me out quite a bit. So Gary's the entire reason I have a Road Glide. I seen his Road Glide last year and fell absolutely in love with it, just how he has it hooked up and everything done to it. And he's the reason I have factory 47 bars on my bike as well. So when I was shopping for bars for my new Road Glide, I asked Gary, like, what kind of bars he had, and he highly recommended these ones. So I believe he has 12s on his. I went with the 16s. But on my bar, it goes from, you know, the whatever it is, 1 3/4, and then where the handlebar stuff at, it goes down. It tapers down. And I had this weird spot from the controls to the end of the taper that was bare with a hole, you know, for, I imagine, getting wires through and stuff like that. I talked to the gentleman who installed my bars for me over at Behind Bars Cycle Works. Nothing came in a box, nothing like that, nothing happened. And so I was like, well, shit, and it just looked weird. So I've been riding around with that since, you know, whenever I got my bike back in May, and I've been looking for the part, kind of half-ass, you know, not really. It was one of those things, like every time I got on my bike, like, oh yeah, I gotta do that, and I forget about it, right? But I talked to Gary about it, and Lord and behold, he and his boy, Jeremy, who builds some badass bikes, and he works for a kick-ass Harley-Davidson dealership here in Michigan, sent me the parts I needed. This, boom, there they were. These things are girthy, baby. These things are nice. So I immediately put them on, and in the process of putting them on, I dropped one of my my throttle set onto the gas tank of my bike, denting and chipping the gas tank. You talk about being mad. My wife was out there, and she actually said she was pretty proud of me, because a few years ago, this is no lie, I would have probably picked up my bike and threw it out the garage door in a fit of anger and rage. But the older I get, the more mellow I must be becoming. So it is what it is. I mean, the reason I bought a black bike anyways was to change the body out, and I had big plans to put it on a whole carbon fiber body, and I still kind of do, so I'm not completely upset, right? It's just more motivation to get that part done. So, but yeah, that's that happened. It was pretty cool, and like I said, it's great having, you know, the best part about what I do with Ride With Purpose, of course, is getting the message out there about our veterans and our mission, right, and all that stuff. But the fun is really getting to meet all of you people out there who recognize us from events or from the YouTube channel or whatever it may be. It's kind of cool because we have, you know, we have an Instagram that I'm not very good at posting. Our Facebook page is really our main outlet for getting everything out there, because we can post everything from pictures to videos to our articles that we write and things like that. And then, of course, there's YouTube, which I try to be somewhat consistent on, at least trying to post once or twice a month. And then this podcast, which I had great intentions on trying to do at least every other week. Just life has been happening, and I've been busy. And you'll notice now, if you're on YouTube, noticing there's no pictures or video for this one, because I'm in the process of decommissioning the apartment in Boyne City, and I really don't have a place to properly record. So I got Charlie up here in Boyne with me, and we are sitting in my guest bedroom recording this thing. So, but yeah, so we get into all that. We also had an awesome opportunity from our dear friends over at the Buckley Roadside Bar in Buckley, Michigan. We were planning on doing a bike night out there anyways, just going, right? Like, it wasn't supposed to be a Ride With Purpose thing. I just said, hey, I'm going to be home that Thursday. I'm going to be back in Traverse City. I'm going to rally the troops and fucking head out to Buckley. Let's get five or six people together and head out there and have some fun. Well, there was closer to, you know, probably 50 people there. And it was really cool. So Miss Robin put us on the Facebook page. And there is a great musician there, man. I am forgetting his name at the moment. I do apologize, but he did an absolutely amazing job. The guy was out there jamming on the guitar, singing all sorts of cool stuff. Did some old school country stuff, which I love. And, yeah, it was a really, really neat, really neat night. And we got to go on, and first Robin let me, do the tickets, right? But, we had some friends there as well, and I got talking. This is what I do. I go out and I talk. I meet our people. I just don't stand in a corner quietly. I get out there and I mingle with the people. And, you know, some of them are telling stories about what they did with their bikes, which I absolutely love hearing, man. So if you guys do listen to us and you follow us and you support what we do here at Ride With Purpose, don't be scared to come on up and talk, you know. And I want to know about your bikes. I want to know all this stuff. I want to get to know you guys. But yeah, so I was out there talking, and she ended up taking the thing away from me. She said, give me my tickets back. So apparently I wasn't doing a very good job, but that's okay. I was out there to do one thing, and that was talk about Ride With Purpose, get to connect with you guys and do our thing. And from that, you know, we got like 10 new followers on our Facebook page from that bike night. So that was really cool. And so they gave us the opportunity to get on the mic and address the crowd. And that was a really neat part, because we had some old school veterans, some of the graybeards, we'll call them, come up and shake my hand and say thank you. And that meant the world to me. So that was really cool. It made that was payment for my entire year. What I was doing was those three or four gentlemen coming up and, you know, and showing some love and some respect. And it was just really neat. So unfortunately, I wasn't thinking all the way through, and I didn't bring any flyers out for the ride. But we're going to do that here shortly in the next couple weeks. Actually, next Wednesday, we're going to be going out to Docks in the River in Free Soil for Miss Sawyer, Kids with a Cause. So Miss Sawyer is this this young lady. I believe she's 15, almost 16. But she's been doing a lot of cool things for our veterans since she was a little girl. And I've been following her on her journey for quite some time now. And she's one of a kind. And really another inspiration behind Ride with Purpose of getting out there and helping our veterans out. So we're going to go out there. We're going to hang out with Miss Sawyer for a little bit and just help bring awareness to that, to what they're doing out there. So they have a bike night out there at Docks. They hand out best bike awards and some cool plaques. And it's just a good time. And you're supporting a kid who's not, you know, out there taking stupid pictures on Instagram and running the streets and playing video games all day or whatever. You know, she's out there doing something. I mean, she has a passion. She's like, I'm going to do this. And that's amazing to me. So, yeah, but look her up. Miss Sawyer, Kids with a Cause on Facebook. She does all sorts of great things for our veterans, and very, very proud of her. So on another note, we do have, I guess we'll talk about this too, Sunday. I don't know when this episode is going to come out. It might already be out by this, but this coming Sunday, we are going to be June 20th. We're doing a dinner ride. This will be our third dinner ride of the year out to Tracks Bar and Grill in Brethren, Michigan. I've never been there, but I've been recommended by this a ton. I'm going to say well over a dozen times. And it so Brother Mook, who was supposed to be kind of running the dinner rides, and life happened with Brother Mook too. Brother Mook is on to a new job and doing a lot of things, and has just been busy as hell. So I kind of reared those back into myself and you know, making it work. But Brother Mook's going to be on this ride. We're going to head out there to Tracks Bar and Grill. I believe we're at like 15, 20 people going out there as of now. And it'd just be a good time. We call it a dinner ride. We're leaving around noon. It's really a lunch ride, but dinner ride sounds cooler. So yeah, man, that's pretty much it. To get into something a little bit more personal, which I really don't like doing too much. I don't want to put my business out there to everybody, but a few people know about it, and a few people have asked. And yes, I've been having some health issues. It started with my back kind of going out on me a few weeks ago. I wasn't able to take part in the Patriot Saints ride for Area 24 Special Olympics, but I did drive down there and donate some money. I lost. I was hoping to win a cooler full of meat, but I didn't do that. But anyways, I went down there and seen our friends and gave my support, and I was hurting Saturday. I took the wife's car, and I was hurting. Sunday, I felt a whole lot better. Monday, felt great. I was outside working most of the day Monday, and Tuesday, I was outside all day working. And, you know, same thing with Wednesday. Charlie, I'm sorry about that. We were outside doing all that stuff. And then Thursday came. And, man, I had some tightness in my chest. I was short of breath. Things just weren't right. So my coloring was pale, like super white. And fortunately for me, one of my workers, who's my lead carpenter on the job, she noticed it too and said, "Hey, big guy, something's not quite right." So I decided to head back to Traverse City to our hospital here, and was taken immediately from urgent care to the ER for some some evaluations. So good news is my ticker is ticking just fine. You know, it's still kind of an unknown thing. I had something like this similar happen to me a few years ago too. But you know what? It was an eye opener then, and I lost like 100 pounds after this incident 3 years ago. Unfortunately, I gained all that weight back. So, it's another eye opener. So I got, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to be out here and rah, rah, look at me, you know, getting my life together kind of horse shit because, that's dumb. What I'm just going to do is just get it done. Right. So, but yeah, it got out that I've had people, I told one wrong person, I guess, because I like to keep my things kind of private. But then all day today, this is Friday, I've been getting text messages and messages on Facebook and things like that asking if I'm okay. And I am okay. So I'm alive. I'm good. There's no long-term issues right now. But again, it was just something to realize, like, man, I let myself go yet again. And not saying it's from that, but it certainly isn't helping my issues with my back, my issues with my knees, and this this chest thing I have going. So by the time I got home, everything was good. The pressure was gone from my chest and my neck. The doctors are having me go see a cardiologist, which I believe is early next week. And I'm going to be getting some major testing done and making sure, one, I'll be 45 years old. Two, I'm pushing 400 goddamn pounds. Not quite there, but I could be by the end of the year. And three, you know, both my parents had heart issues. And, you know, so I want to be able to be around to hopefully someday meet my grandson. And it better be a grandson if my daughter's listening. And it better be a few more years from now. But that's what I want to do, man, and just get better and do what I have to do. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about it and preach about it. This is probably the last time you hear me even mention it. But I do appreciate everybody, though. We're going to get out of here. Charlie is whining. I don't know if that's coming through the microphone or not. She wants to go home. So that's what we're going to do. So I appreciate y'all. Remember, September 6th of this year, 2025, we are hosting a ride for Reigning Liberty Ranch. Please look up Reigning Liberty Ranch on Facebook. It's Reigning as in horse range, Liberty Ranch. And we are hosting our Some Gave All Veterans Honor Ride. It's our second annual ride. And we are looking to raise some money to help Reigning Liberty Ranch continue their mission. But more importantly than raising the money, we're going to be raising awareness about the ranch and what it can do and what this kind of help can do. So last year, we were able to get three new veterans signed up at the ranch who are still utilizing the ranch today. So that was more than any amount of money could bring in. That's our main goal, is to help people who maybe are new to the area or don't know the area or don't participate in some of the veteran other things that are around here, which we have quite a bit. For information and stuff like that to come and take part. So that's what we're doing September 6th. It is $25 a rider, $10 a passenger. All proceeds go right back to Reigning Liberty Ranch. We're going to have a bike show there as well. So if you have a pretty cool bike of any kind, I don't care what it is, man. If you want to put in a bike show, it's going to be $10 again. 100% of all that goes right back to the ranch. And our friends from Steel Horse Ranch have donated a pretty kick-ass trophy for the best in show, or People's Choice. That's what it's going to be called, the People's Choice. So again, it's not going to be by class at all. If this thing grows in a year or two, then yes, we're going to be doing a vintage class, a chopper class, a bagger, you know, all that stuff. But we're just going to see how it goes this year. So yeah, that's what we got. That's my episode for the week. Womp, womp, womp. But I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the concern. And we will see you very, very soon. As always, ride with purpose. We'll see you next time. Bye.